special one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and it keeps things in grace. Oh, come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go, you are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. I rent a flat above a shop. Could you?
Your mic's gonna be messed up because this guy had a different setup. Give me a second. Let me stop the music. You good? We're having Patty Melt's having a sneezing meltdown right now. It seems like
a sneeze attack.
Give me a sec. All right, no, you should be good. You should be good now. Talking to it. Let me know.
Who can hear me?
Yeah, you're good. All right, got the mic set up. It is Clefsta. And you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have with us, for the time being, later we'll have other guests, but we have
Patty Melt.
That's right, Patty Melt, Houston's very own. And as you can guess by the first song, the theme for tonight is Spanish music. But to also put into perspective, I don't know a lot of Spanish music. That isn't sad. So we're mainly just playing really, really, really sad. Yeah, sad boy, but in a foreign language hour. Specifically in Spanish.
Yes.
So we'll. I hope you guys enjoy it. We're just gonna play another song while we continue setting up. And I hope
our guests.
Everyone is having a great time. In fact, this is your song, right, Patty Mill?
Yes, it is.
What's the band? Can you tell me?
It's Banda MS.
Banda MS.
El color de tus ojos despertó mi interés y solo tengo ganas de verte otra vez. Dime que no está prohibido, quizás me animo y te pido verte el sábado a las 10. El color de tus ojos se robó mi atención. Te vas metiendo dentro de mi corazón. Perfecta en cualquier sentido, con pantalón o vestido, robas mi respiración. ¿Qué más quisiera que fueras el sueño que se vuelve realidad? No sé si te ha pasado, que si pudiera te viera de lunes a domingo sin parar. Esto que siento no se puede comparar. Y si ves que me sonrojo, si te burlas no me enojo. Yo solo sé que de ti me enamoré. ¿Qué más quisiera que fueras el sueño que se vuelve realidad? No sé si te ha pasado, que si pudiera te viera de lunes a domingo sin parar. Esto que siento no se puede comparar. Y si ves que me sonrojo, si te burlas no me enojo. Yo solo sé que de ti me enamoré.
Estamos listos, aquí estamos. Hold up. I actually, one of our other guests just sent me a message. Who's that? Okay, hold up. I'm replying to El Tito and Papi Chulo. My bad, your mic's not on. Okay,
my mic is on now.
Yeah, your mic is on now. Yeah, those are the two that are texting me right now, and they're saying, all right, we're about to come. As usual, everybody's late. But hey, we weren't, so
we were on time.
Yep, we were like 10:02, so that's good.
On time.
Yeah, that's on time for me. Anyway, yeah, we're playing sad Spanish music. Mostly. I mean, I don't think every song will be sad, but more or less.
The last one wasn't sad.
Yeah.
It was like,
I mean, I guess not.
Lovey-dovey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sad for people who aren't in a lovey-dovey situation, right?
Fair, yeah.
If you ever think about it, but the longing.
The
it's
song,
like that.
The song is objectively
it's,
not sad.
It's that one picture of Stephen A. Smith over the window, just like leaning over. He's just sad.
It's the yeah.
Because he's longing for Kevin Durant or superstar to the Knicks.
It's
basically.
The Squidward watching SpongeBob and Patrick.
Playing outside, right?
Yeah.
That is sad.
Dang.
Now I'm sad.
Pouring one out for the homies.
Oh, wait, hold up. Got background music. This is one of my this is my favorite game, I think, of all time. I would say Super Mario. This is a star, like this is like the extra level stuff.
Is Mario World?
Super Mario World, yeah, the Super Nintendo game. I played the port on the Game Boy though, Game Boy Advance, so you could also be Luigi.
I never played Mario World, actually.
Mario World is great.
I only ever played ROM hacks, actually.
Which one?
Mario World? ROM hacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like custom worlds that other people would build.
Right, so you've never played the original?
I've never played the original.
Original is great. It's my favorite, but I also never played Super Mario Bros. 3, which is considered to be the best. That one or Mario World are considered to be the best. If you talk to Papa B, he would argue
Mario 64 is the best.
Sorry. When
it's exclusively 2D.
If we're talking about 2D, Mario 2D platformers. When it comes to 3D, I would say it's probably 64. I never played it, but I think, from what I understand, people seem like you could just play that forever.
It's like, pretty limitless.
Yeah, and even if you play the old stuff, it's still, like, fun. It's still fun to redo everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never really played that game, so I wouldn't know.
I was always on the emulator on PC, Brian. My Nintendo games.
Does it run well?
Yeah. For a mid-2000s computer, it ran at, like, 30 FPS.
Well, not that. I'm just saying, I don't care about the frames, whatever, but, like, no, like, glitches or... I mean, was a game still, like, a solid game, I guess?
I mean, it was a straight-up emulator, so, yeah.
It was fine.
It was just, like,
no,
really
I mean, emulators
framey,
typically like, have a lot of, like, issues, that's why.
I don't know. It's pretty laggy, I guess.
Okay.
I have to say.
I don't know. I mean, usually, like, some of them, like, just don't get the hardware specs correct, I guess, when, like, emulating the game itself.
Yeah.
And there'll be, like, random glitches. Like, I've played, like, even when you get, like, do you remember the old, like, on the Wii or the DS or whatever, what's it called, the virtual console? Like, you could
get
even those emulators had, like, bugs. Because, I mean, an emulator is not the actual hardware. Like, it's made up stuff. Oh, wait, I got more from, Puppy Chulo, so... Dang, homie lost his number.
Yeah.
Does that mean... Did it get stolen? Is that... Well, he was out in New York for the weekend, Papi Chulo.
Yeah, so apparently he got lost for a night, and they sent out search and rescue parties to look for him. Not like lost, but people just didn't know where he was at.
His phone was like AWOL?
Yeah, well, I still don't really know.
We'll ask him when he gets here if he wants to talk about it. Yeah. If he wants to talk about it.
All I know is what has been sent to the group chat.
Yeah, and I also don't know. I mean, he said, like, we think he lost it. Like, his phone got stolen, but, I mean, he said we think.
I mean,
they didn't know where the guy was, so they didn't tell us.
If he's asking us for his number.
Right, yeah, he did.
Our number.
Yeah, he did it right now. So I know he has a new phone. Now, was it lost or did he break it? Or I mean, we don't know.
Fair.
Like, it could be a myriad of scenarios. But anyway, we'll go back to some music. Thank you again for tuning in so far. This is Klufsta, Patty Melt, and I guess Super Mario World. But yeah, God bless America.
Ay amor, ¿dónde andas? Jale la banda, tocó una tanda de canciones para ti. Acá entre nos lloré con dos. Así me pongo desde tu maldito adiós. Hice pucheros con los primeros tequilas que me tomé. Dieron las 10, pero después dieron las 11 y te maldije otra vez. Como a las 12 perdí la pose y estuve a punto de correr detrás de ti. Llegó la 1 y por fortuna cuatro. Lloré otro rato y me puse descortés. Dieron las cinco y este domingo me hiciste falta otra vez. Y no canto porque sé, compadre, canto para desahogarme. Hace 12 perdí la pose y estuve a punto de correr detrás de ti. Llegó la una y por fortuna de 2 a 3 quedé inconsciente y me dormí. Pero a las 4 duré otro rato y me puse descortés. Dieron las 5 y este domingo me hiciste falta otra vez.
That was your favorite adulterer, Espinoza Paz.
Espinoza Paz.
Espinoza Paz.
Is he dead?
Or no, I think that was Valentin Elizalde. Whoa. I don't know. I don't know the
these guys like that. I have to be honest.
I just remember in the mid-2000s. I would see it on Primer Impacto on TV.
No, he's still alive.
Espinoza Paz?
Yeah, he's alive. He's from Sinaloa.
Shout out Sinaloa.
Specializing in the style of banda.
Shout out all of Latin America.
Norteño y mariachi.
Shout out Latino Center.
His real name is Hidro Chavez Espinoza. He's short.
How tall is he?
5'5".
5'5".
Homie, it's just, and look at these. He doesn't look short in like these pics, right?
They're it's all advertisement.
Yeah, it's all like his chest and above. Dang, this homie is not that tall. He probably got the tacones up the. Got some tall ass ones, right? He probably got some platformers.
He's what that's.
Dang, but hey, he's kind of cute though. He looks like a homie.
Is that crying meme?
Yeah, see? Yeah. It's right here. I got the pic of
the crying cowboy.
Crying cowboy.
That's funny.
That's crazy. Yeah, I like his music. He also has that one like really popular song. Oh, look at this one. You guys can't see the pic, but this is killing me.
It's Espinoza Paz crying next to a black ribbon.
Yeah, I don't even know what the black ribbon is, but I know it's probably a Facebook pic.
It's probably from Facebook. It's very likely from Facebook.
Very likely, or from WhatsApp at least, but
WhatsApp.
One of those two, but this is like... I'm sorry, whoever's not Latin American or knows about these like cultural things, because it's hilarious, because it's... I personally don't delve too much into it, but I know of it, I guess. I know, for Patimo, it's different because your father actually sends you like these type of things, right? You've told me.
I mean,
like memes, like Spanish memes and like the pictures like they have. My like, you know, like the stuff you sent to the group chat, what was it, today or yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't get those. I know what those are, but I've never gotten one. Well, I've never seen one directly to me.
Well, those like prayer stuff or the have a good Sunday type things in Spanish are usually sent by like middle-aged like tías and like aunts, like Spanish, like, I don't know. There's like older women that like delve into these memes, and I think it's just hilarious that it's my dad that's sending me these memes,
saying "Have a good Sunday. Hope God blesses you."
And I just really enjoy forwarding them to my friends and spreading the positivity. You know?
So to give context, they're usually like these little animated things. They're like little gifs that are like maybe a second or two, and they're just words.
They're kind of like kitty too. They're made to look like really sparkly.
Yeah, and that's what the animations are, like little sparkles, like that. The letters move a little bit or something. Or,
yeah.
But yeah, that's why it's funny to me. I remember I have an aunt. I won't say her name, but mi tía, she has a Facebook, right? And her Facebook is just her sharing everything. So if there's a pic of me. Yeah, he's showing me the picture. I wish you guys could see it, but. She shares everything, and I never understood why. Like, she shares, like, when I say everything she gets a grasp on, like something that I, you know, a picture of me graduating, shares, picture of my sister at a farm, shares, whatever like she can find. And one day my sister, or I forgot who, maybe my cousin, confronts her, like, why do you share like so much, like, do you want everybody to see whatever? She's like, oh, it's because, well, she said this in Spanish, obviously, but a rough translation, she said that she shares everything because then it ends up on her profile. So whenever she goes on her profile, she can see everybody.
Uh-huh.
So that's like, oh, that's really, that was cute. But I thought it was like weird. But now it's
old people don't really use Facebook that well.
Yeah,
if you notice, they kind of have their own like
idea of how it works.
Yeah, their own like workarounds to things. Like whenever they can't save things, they'll just like put them on their profiles and like comment them.
Yeah, they don't know how to bookmark or archive things on
my Facebook. My dad doesn't like save pictures. He like sends me screenshots of things. Like he sends me screenshots of screenshots, and it just keeps on going.
I love it when people go to their photos and then take a screenshot of that, and you can see like, the background.
That's a classic.
That is a classic. But anyway, we'll go back to some music. I'm hoping by the time the next song ends, we'll have the rest of our guests.
Question mark.
But anyway,
unlikely.
This next song. Oh yeah, the music wasn't playing. But this next song is something I can play in the uke, believe it or not, and it's kind of it.
Ukulele for those that aren't aware.
Yeah, it's a ukulele. And it's a. It's a weird song. I probably shouldn't have learned it. It's kind of, just listen to it.
They have not returned. Well, I guess they weren't ever here, so... Well, they've been here before, so I guess they have returned.
They haven't been here tonight. We'll just let's not overcomplicate it. Okay. Yeah. Not yet. And it's... At this point, I thought Fuez would be here, because he said he was already going home and whatever.
We're missing out on that.
I don't know what's going on, bro. Is this us two... I'm throwing Sharpies at you.
Oh, homie Stalin.
They are. And they know I'm only here till 11. I mean, we could stay a little after. There's no one after me, I believe. But why would I do that?
We gotta get to bed.
Let me check. Let me check. Yeah, I won't go to sleep. I'm gonna see if someone's after me. Because I know the schedule changed. Like, a couple weeks ago.
Let's go schedule changes.
Oh, this is the second summer. Just people who are trained in the beginning now have, like, slots. Oh, there is someone technically after me. Okay, yeah, so we can't stay after.
No.
Nope. So they better hurry up.
They better. Dun, 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 so I have a half hour to go.
There's actually another... Wow, there's someone who has a night shift on Monday from... Well, I guess tonight from midnight to 1. I did not know that. That sucks. Someone actually has a shift in the summer Saturday, so like Friday night from 3 to 4 a.m. Yikes.
Huh?
Yikes. That I don't know. Like, look at this. Thursday night, free times. Like, I don't know why you would do that. Now, see, Saturday night, there's never a break.
That makes sense, though.
But, like, two of the slots from 2 to 4 a.m., it's called WMFO 91.5 FM Medford. So I don't think...
Oh, those are just, like, places?
I don't know. Usually just blank. And then there's another one of those, like, at 8 to 9 a.m. I don't know. This is weird. But anyway, yeah, there's someone after me, so we can't stay after, so they better hurry up. They probably won't get their song split at
they
this point.
They will not.
Yeah, we don't... Guys, this song is so distracting.
How was y'all's days?
This is me and you. That was okay.
My day was good.
That's true. It's only us two. I woke up a little hungover.
What were the activities of choice last night?
The night prior? Yeah.
Can they be discussed on public radio?
Yeah. I mean, we were just... I drink a little. I mean, that's like, you can say... I'm not doing that right now, so it's fine. I did in the past. I didn't do a lot, though. I wasn't like you know...
You weren't done with it.
No, yeah. I wasn't, like, out of my mind. We were playing Rumi Goob at one point. We're watching Nani play Zelda. Or Breath of the Wild in specific.
Has Fakes beat Ganon yet?
No. Yeah, Fakes is trying to do a challenge where he has to play Ganon with, like, as quick as he can. So he has nothing. He has 3 hearts and, like, 1 extra stamina thing. That's it.
Yeah, he's basically at the beginning of the game trying to beat a boss Ganon that you would have to put about 100 hours, maybe 50. I don't really know.
You could probably do it in, like... You could fight the boss at any time, technically. Like,
but the way you're supposed to do it.
Right, but the main issue is, you know, the Divine Beasts, like the mini-bosses that are in between? So if you don't beat those, they appear in the Ganon fight. Because those are forms of Ganon, technically.
Yeah.
So you have to fight all of those first, and then you fight Calamity Ganon, like the main boss.
Oh.
So Fuegs has been doing that the whole time.
I did not
know
that.
He's been fighting all the Divine Beasts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
This song is really distracting.
It's extremely distracting, yeah. Let me do the ad for the hour since, I mean, before everybody comes and we don't... Anyway, hi, Clefsta. This is the ad of the hour. It's my sponsor because I have to choose the ad and I choose the same one.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We are back.
Do, do, do.
That was a sponsor. Pew, 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 pew. And I have no hope in anybody coming. I only have 2 more songs in the queue.
I could queue some up.
Yeah, just type one in, I guess.
Yeah.
Here. Let me edit playlist.
You gotta be okay with Cuco, though.
I would love some Cuco. Put
you're a Cuco hater.
Sorry.
Add music.
Okay. No, I'm not a Cuco hater. You can't say that on there. I like the guy. I met him. He's a cool guy. But I do not listen to his music all the time, as my other friends. That is one thing. He's not my taste of choice. I do, but again, I do have a very niche taste. I like very raw, very like angry, like murder rap or things like murder rap's probably like what I listen to the most, I suppose. Like Mobb Deep type stuff, yeah. Alchemist. Griselda, all the Griselda boys, like West Side Gun, Griselda. Conway.
Griselda. By fashion.
Benny the Butcher. The Butcher coming. I enjoy punk. I enjoy...
Great genre.
I used to listen to a lot more jazz than before. I do dabble a bit more now with library music. It's like music they made. I mainly do it so I could like sample things. So when I make music, but at this point, there's like a non-irony, I guess, point to it where I just listen to it to listen to it.
What is library music?
Library music is a great question. Yeah, probably most people don't know that. Library music is, so if you watch a show or whatever, there's a guy who composed that music, obviously.
Yeah.
Library music is like, typically these, now it's different because there's like online forums and there's like just individual composers and there's electronic instruments and stuff. But in the past, it generally means like a guy who orchestrates and like writes and composes and directs some music, but a lot of it, right? Okay. So a lot of it doesn't really have a lot of soul. Right, they have to make a lot of music in a small amount of time, typically.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're companies and they have a lot of like composers under them. They make music all the time, but it's supposed to evoke a feeling more or less. Like the music in TV, like in like segments that make it more like oh, this is like a action sports thing. So it's like an NFL like 70s like training camp music,
or
ESPN background music, or your favorite like cop show background music or whatever. But like that's. And then company, like those TV shows, find the songs, they listen to them, like, all right, this is what we want, and then they pay a small fee. Because they make so much. Like, does that make sense?
I guess it does, yeah.
So it's a library of music.
Yeah. So it's pretty self-explanatory in that regard.
Yeah, but like most people don't know what it is, so I do have to explain it. So that's what it is. Like, in general, it's for shows.
Yeah.
So I have delved into that to find samples for music, but sometimes I just put it on. They typically don't have singers. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
But very rarely. They're usually instrumentals. And they can... Sometimes they sound really creepy, like for horror stuff, or sometimes they sound lovey-dovey, or they can sound, like, energetic, or it sounds like a weird, like... You could tell, like, it's for, like, a cop show or something, because,
so
the tempo...
So it's definitely a very broad genre.
It's not really a genre.
Well, like,
it's
a
type of music. Yeah, it's a class of music. Yeah, it's not... Because it doesn't, you know... Like, I would feel a drum... Like, sorry, a genre, like... Typically, has the same like structure for music or similar, or like typically evokes like some a familiar like feeling overall for music. But all of this is like jumbled mess. So it's just honestly, it's just a class. Yeah, I would say it's like a class of music. I don't know. But anyway, we'll go back to some music since we're talking about music so much. And I know you guys would rather listen to music instead of hear us talk about music, right? I don't know.
Sincero, eso sí. ¡Ajá!
¡Ay, la, la, la!
Poco. Cuando una mujer me gusta a pesar de todo. Me gustan las altas y las chaparritas, las flacas y gordas y las chiquititas, solteras y viudas y divorciaditas. Me encantan las chatas de caras bonitas. Y por eso vengo aquí cantando con mi canción. Yo soy el aventurero, puritito corazón. Poco, lleva de mí lo que quiero. Soy honrado y buen amigo, vacilador más sincero. Yo juego baraja y sé parrandear. Lo mismo les tomo tequila o mezcal. Lo mismo pulquito, también el champán. Lo mismo les bailo que un tango, que un vals. También un jarabe que algún cha-cha-cha. Yo soy el aventurero y a los suegros les respondo que si traen a sus hijitas, las cuiden. Y señores, o no respondo. ¡Ay! ¡Y señores! Cuando una mujer me gusta a pesar de todo. Me gustan las altas y las chaparritas, las flacas, las gordas y las chiquititas. Me encantan las chatas de caras bonitas. Me gustan las suegras que no sean celosas. Me encantan las chatas poco resbalosas. Que tengan hermanos que no sean celosos. Que tengan sus novios caras de babosos. Me gusta la vida, me encanta el amor. Soy aventurero, revacilador. Y por eso tengo el alma de trovador y bohemio. Yo soy el aventurero. Y hasta luego, mis cuates. ¡Ay, nos vemos!
¡Ay, la, la, la! ¡Ay, la, la, la! ¡Ay, la, 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 la!
¡Ay, la, la, la! ¡Ay, la, la, la! ¡Aventurero! ¡Yo soy!
I've lost hope in anybody coming.
¿Cuál sigue?
You just want to play the next song?
Yeah.
All right. The next song is your other choice. It's Vicente Fernandez. More mariachi on the way.
Pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, llorar, llorar y llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te me vas a quedar. Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero. Y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina, ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo el rey. Me enseñó que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar, rodar, rodar y rodar.
También me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar. Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina, ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo el rey.
Tres animales que quiero como a mi vida. Con ellos gano dinero.
technical difficulties. Give me a second. You know, the song kind of played prematurely anyway, so we'll just talk. So there was also difficulties on someone else's part.
Sadly.
Fuegs, so... he said he's going to come now, but at this point he shouldn't come.
There's less than 20 minutes left. I mean, he could make it for, like, the last five.
I'm just telling him, just don't.
Yeah, it's sad. Unfortunately, we could have got more guests, but that's okay, because we have the two cutest hostesses that do the mostest.
That do the mostest, that's right. And we, I'm baffled that, I knew these guys were unreliable, but I didn't know it was to this extent. Let me play the soundtrack you wanted in the bag.
Hey.
Well, Fuegs is still coming, supposedly. He said he's still... I told him, like, yeah, just don't come. And he's like, well, I'm already on the way. Like,
well, can't turn back now.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably way closer to his house than...
He should run. Like,
nah,
sprint.
I mean, he's not even listening. He's not... Nah, he's not going to do anything. Knowing him, he's not going to do anything. So we're here listening to The Sims 3 now.
Great game.
I don't think I've ever played it.
I played it 3 times.
What console?
It's on almost like every console. It's been ported on like everything. They
what,
had it on
what did
PC,
he start then?
PC.
Okay, but what year? It's 2009 actually.
Really?
Yeah, right here. So that's like Xbox.
Yeah.
360.
They usually just do a ton of updates on that though. Well, maybe Sims 4 came out. I'm not too well versed in The Sims.
And 4 years ago, one of the largest comments, because this is YouTube, by the way. This is how we listen to these things. Sims 4 will never come close to the greatness that is The Sims 3. And
shouts out YouTube.
I've never played you the game.
Meaning?
So I don't even... I mean, you play Sims 3.
Sometimes. Like, for a total of maybe, like, 2.5 hours.
You don't play, like... You don't keep playing?
Nah. I think I got a pirated version, and, like, I never saved the data.
So
I was like... I spent 2 hours playing this game, and none of my progress saved. So I was like, whatever.
I don't know. I know people were really into this stuff, though. I don't even know how, like, you can get into these games.
It just sucks you in whenever you create a whole other life, and then, whenever your life is kind of bad, and you want an escape, your sim is your escape. And, I don't know, controlling another person, it feels kind of rewarding. Especially when you see them, like, do well. It's like, wow, I raised you to do that. That's kind of how I feel like we go living our day-to-day lives as sort of Sims, that we're being controlled by at least one person. But, like, it's in the same regard that we don't really control what we're doing, but we still have a general sense of autonomy within ourselves.
Right.
And The Sims sort of plays out in the same fashion, where if you're not directly controlling a character, that character will still have some sense of autonomy. But you can take over them and, like, make them do certain things.
Okay.
And
so there is some automation.
There is, yes.
Okay.
But sometimes you can cancel different tasks that you give your Sims. So you can tell them to go to a room to get maybe, like, their shoes or something. But you can cancel it while they're walking. So whenever they get to the room, they're just standing there and, like, not doing anything. And that's what I feel like sometimes whenever I go to my room to, like, get something. And I completely, like, blank, and I forget.
And you just stand there?
And I just stand there. I'm like, why did I come here? And I feel that's pretty common. And I'm pretty sure the only explanation is that The Sims... we are living in a Sim-style simulation.
Perhaps.
That is my theory.
That is your theory?
I am working on perfecting the theory and making it reasonable with science.
Comes from the guy who only played 2.5 hours at a time for Sims.
I have 900 hours of Pokemon, though.
At
least. That was only Pokemon White.
900?
Yeah.
How do you play that many hours in a game?
I'm pretty sure I left the DS open for, like, overnight, a couple nights.
But that only adds up maybe to, like, 20 hours, bro.
I played a lot.
Like, homie said, well, a couple nights I left it on. But he said 900 hours.
It was like almost maxed out. It was like 999.
I'm pretty sure, like, Mario Kart Wii, which you can't just leave on. Well, I guess you could, but I never did. I would turn off my Wii. But I definitely had more than like 200, maybe 300.
Yeah, I have a crazy amount of hours in like a lot of games.
I don't. I only Smash, but it's because I'm not the guy who always plays it. Like my console has always been like. Because most people didn't have a Wii U, I guess. So that one has a lot of hours logged in, like Smash 4. But obviously, it's not just me. Most of the time, I don't even be home. Or sometimes, I guess. Not most of the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be home to be playing. And I think 2K11, I had a lot of hours in.
2K11.
Yeah, with I played every game mode. That was before 2K like got destroyed with all the microtransaction stuff. And it's before they had the full fleshed out like My Career thing. So yeah. You could do, that was the first like edition they had for like, that was based on a legend. So it was like the Michael Jordan one.
Oh.
2K11, it was the first one. So you could do like Michael Jordan's like career mode, but like modern day.
That's interesting.
So, and it was actually kind of funny because
he wouldn't play against plumbers anymore.
No, yeah, he was playing in like 2011. Yeah, like the.
Against LeBron. And
yeah, he was on Miami and stuff. And I found it funny because out of all the teams you could be, like you could choose, by far the Bulls were the best fit. And that was just by chance because they just didn't have a two or three guard, like a wing player, like a good one. They had Derrick Rose, they had like Joakim Noah, they had a bunch of good forwards and. And good, like, small guards, but they didn't have, like, Michael Jordan's position. And all the other teams, the only other one maybe, like, that fit was, like, teams that were awful. So that was the only good team that you could fit in. So it was funny. So I just ended up choosing the Bulls.
Are there any you could choose teams that Michael Jordan would not be a good fit for?
No, not technically not, but he was just, like, the easiest, because there's no position there. Because you came in as a rookie.
Right.
And I wanted to play, like, as many hours as I could.
Right.
I don't know. It was just if I wanted to get as many minutes as possible that first year,
yeah,
they wouldn't refute. Like you start with because Jordan was not that bad his rookie year, so he started with like a level 81 rating or something. Oh, the highest is 99. So don't know.
That reminds me of NCAA, I think, 14 football.
Is it the last one?
I think so, yeah. Okay. It's widely regarded as one of the best. I had no idea they're going to stop making it. But I have, like, a ton of hours in that game, and all the game modes are pretty perfect. One, you start off in high school and work your way up to college. And it's interesting because you see these, like, I don't know, they kind of, like, dumb it down for, like, high school stuff.
Right.
And you get like more control in like high school or college once you start your college career. I don't know. It was a fun game mode.
Could you play a new position?
I think so.
Okay.
Except for like O-line, maybe.
Okay. I know like, cause in, like I remember I played like, I watched Papa B or someone, I forgot who, played Madden 18? It was Madden 18. And to like do the career mode, you could only be a quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, it was dumb.
That's dumb.
I mean, it obviously is the easiest to, like, create and curate, like, to make a game.
You're literally the quarterback in the game already.
Right. So.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
It is
dumb.
Being a wide receiver, like, in the Madden games, at least for me, has been, like, an extra feature. It's like, this never happens, like, in any other part of the game.
Right.
So, let me have this now. Like, I want to be, like, Jerry Rice or Andre Johnson or, like, DeAndre Hopkins. Just the greats of, like, NFL football at the wide receiver positions. But sometimes you just want to be them, and, like, the game doesn't let you.
I wholeheartedly agree with that entire statement.
Are you agreeing with my list of wide receivers?
I don't know football enough, so yes, sure.
Jerry Rice, Andre Johnson.
Yes, I agree. Jerry Rice is, you know, maybe Hopkins is better than Rice. I don't know.
There we go. that is truth.
That is truth.
I will accept it as
level 99
truth.
On Madden now.
Yes, he actually is.
But even though I like 2K11, that probably is my favorite sports game ever. Like, just like 2K11, but definitely. MLB The Show has the most consistently best sports games, like by far.
Great production.
Yes, I agree. But anyway, we'll go back to some music now. We've been talking for a while, and we have this really odd Sims 3 playing in the back. But again, thank you for tuning in so far, and I don't think our guests are coming, so it's just us two.
Sad.
We have one guest, and that's good enough.
Hey.
That's good enough for me. Well, we have these animals playing in the back, and we disappear slowly.
Vivo de tres animales.
I'm here by myself now. We're about to do our closing remarks, and Fuegs is, during that song, Fuegs is was coming. He said he's outside, so Patty Melt has got him.
Rescue mission.
We're all right. Everybody say their closing remarks because we were saying goodbye.
Not me.
Yeah, yo, it's Fuego here to say hello and goodbye at the same time.
Cool. All right, mic's off. All right. does he wanna?
He wants to say
he doesn't. All right, we got another guest, but he doesn't want to speak. That's fine. You don't have to. And Patty Melt, your closing remarks.
This is Patty Melt. Thank you for listening. We love you. And as always, go Astros. Astros.
Go Astros. And this is Clefsta. And you are listening to Diamond Cunt Trenches on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Thank you for tuning in so far tonight. I don't even know. There was like 10 people at one point. Let's see. It's probably still 10 people.
Do.
There's 8 people now. Your mic's off.
Please.
You already said to close your mics. All right, I turned it on.
Cleffy.
B.
But this was B. Spanish out. Were we only playing Spanish music?
Yeah, I was tuned in actually, so I was listening.
And this will be our last song. And again, thank you for everybody for tuning in. This is Clefsta, the cutest host from coast to coast. Thank you. And good night. This is the final song I'll be playing. There will be obviously other songs after because this is a 24/7 radio station. Bubba boom.
Soportado una y mil humillaciones, es tan claro que te gusta jugar con mis ilusiones, porque cuando se te antoja rompes y vuelves conmigo, cada vez es más frecuente que me duerma mal herido. Eres mi talón de Aquiles, mi punto más vulnerable, con un beso evita siempre que yo intente reclamarte. Porque un día me das la gloria al jurarme amor eterno, pero al otro se te olvida y me mandas al infierno. Quisiera tener poderes y memoria de teflón, para que no se me peguen los recuerdos de este amor. Ser un muñeco de trapo que tenga ojos de botones, para no ver tu sonrisa y no sentir emociones. Desafortunadamente, imposible es que no duela despertar de un cuento de hadas y llorar al darme cuenta que amo un maniquí que tiene sentimientos de cartón. Y es que Dios cuando te hizo cometió un pequeño error, no te puso un corazón. Talón de Aquiles, mi punto más vulnerable, con un beso evita siempre que yo intente reclamarte, porque un día me das la gloria al jurarme amor eterno, pero al otro se te olvida y me mandas al infierno. Quisiera tener poderes y memoria de teflón, para que no se me peguen los recuerdos de este amor. Ser un muñeco de trapo que tenga ojos de botones, para no ver tu sonrisa y no sentir emociones. Desafortunadamente, imposible es que no duela despertar de un cuento de hadas y llorar al darme cuenta que amo un maniquí que tiene sentimientos de cartón. Y es que Dios cuando te hizo cometió un pequeño error, no te puso un corazón.
I don't know when I wake up in this unknown. surprise.